So moving on, we've been very lucky to have travelled all over the world, and we've met some wonderful, wonderful people, and it continues. And we get to go to some very obscure places to gig, from islands off Madagascar to Auckland to Finland to Canada to everywhere. But in the late 70s, we were very successful in Spain. We had had a whole series of hits there. And we used to go there on a very, very regular basis to do shows. But in those days, it wasn't a member of the EC fully. It made the application, but it wasn't on board. So there was a work permit thing, which was not a particular issue, but there was a definite money problem. All of your fees had to be paid in dollars, because you weren't allowed to export out of Spain any more than 3,000 pesetas, which in those days was 15 quid. Well, this is no good. And I might add, we also had to transport. There were no PAs or lights to be had in Spain. We had to bring those all from England. So we concluded four shows in Spain, and we've taken the whole infrastructure with us of two lorries and four boys and the whole bit. The promoter is due to pay me a bucket of money in dollars at the end of the four shows. He comes to me and says, Señor, I'm so sorry, there is a problem. Right, what's the problem? I'm thinking we're not going to get paid. He said, I could not obtain the dollars, I got no license. So what I have for you are the pesetas. I said, well, as I understand this, the pesetas is a problem. He said, well, you get to England, you change the pesetas, no problem. I said, yes, let's get them out of Spain. We were leaving in 2 hours. It was also, we had a show the next day back in England. I'd smuggled money before because it was always a problem in Europe before the whole European thing got on board. But this was too much because a 5 peseta note was like a teapot. It was huge. And that was the biggest note. So there was a mountain of this stuff. So I've had to call all the band in. Right, boys, we're going to have to do this together. So everyone's stashing the cash, and we're all looking like Michelin men, you see, with all this cash. So we make it to Barcelona Airport, and right, London flight goes through. I'm through, bleep, no problem. Lee's gone through, bleep, no problem. Sparko, bleep, no problem. Wilco, bleep. Jippy Mayo, our guitarist, said, hangover, the money hanging out of his pocket, and I saw the money. I'm like, and this guy, oi, hola, aquí, por favor. And all of a sudden, Jippy is being trooped into a police office in the departure there. Now, these cops are not stupid. They are going to put two and two together very, very quickly. So I said, all right, boys, we go in, we play it clean. It's the only way. So we've walked down to the police station. There's this office in the departure lounge. This chief guardia said, oi, key, all of you, come in, key. Mass. So he's got the small amount from Jippy Mail, which is a little part of mine. And he said, Mass. I went, see. What does Mass? What do you have? See? Then I'll put it on. And all of a sudden, the money started going, and got piled up. And he's going, no, no more, no more, no more. He's immediately called through to the plane people and said, get all the bags, their bags, off the plane. Search the suitcases in case there's any more. Very thorough, these boys. By now they come up with an English-speaking detective. Senor, what is this? Well, sir, I've got a contract here. Forget it, right? Your offence is smuggling currency out of Spain. There's no point in you talking to me. You've got to explain yourself to a judge. Right? Okay. But what I will do, I will just arrest one of you. I'm thinking Los Angeles, now Spain. And a Spanish prison I'm not too good on. So the band, next minute I know, they've gone. Bye-bye. At least they can do the show the next day is what I'm thinking, so we're going to have a damage limitation here. So I get taken with three cops to the bank. The money disappears. No receipt. The passport. Thank you. Air ticket. Thank you. Adios. So, when am I meant to? What? He said, oh, right, okay. You go to court tomorrow, 10 o'clock, in Madrid. We're in Barcelona. It's like being caught in London and appearing in court in Glasgow. And gave me 3,000 pesetas, £15, for my bus to get me this 6-hour journey to Madrid. So, all of a sudden, I'm standing alone in the airport. No money, credit cards, but everything gone, and no passport. And 2 days later is Christmas Eve. This is not looking good. I did ask the cop, how is my passport getting to the courthouse in Madrid? Courier. Police. Courier. Okay. So I'm telephoned quickly, again, the record company, they're always there for you as your lifeline as a band. Straight away to see the boss. He said, oh, big problem. Why did you do that? Well, it was a spur of the moment thing. I didn't know what to do. He said, right, it goes like this. Very clearly. You are going to go to court. You are going to lose your money. You will be fined equal to the amount that you were arrested for. Okay. So he said, but we have to be optimistic. He said, you fly to Madrid. He said, we'll look after you now. We'll pick up all your expenses. I will get a lawyer for you there and keep you. Be optimistic. So, next morning, I'm into courthouse. And I think, I've been here before, courthouses. This is becoming quite a regular thing on the feel-good thing for me. But this was a private court for judges in their offices. This is where rich people go for huge amounts of money being smuggled. Now, my thing was 2 million pesetas. A big amount, but by standards, there was an Argentinian next to me that was caught taking 200 million out in a private aircraft. So this is the calibre of court that I am in. And I'm thinking, I'm going to jail on this one. So I get taken in to see the judge, Senor, big flag of Spain there. Juan Carlos, the king, and the whole thing. My Spanish-speaking lawyer, who doesn't speak English, but we have an interpreter with me, says, OK, what's the story? Well, there's my contract. We did the gig for the Children of Spain. I bought 2 trucks down here. This is not all profit. Yakety, 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 yakety. So the judge says, where is the passport and the ticket? No one knows. So he's phoned through to his secretary. Where is this boy? It's obviously been a mistake. We're going to let him go. We're going to fine him. It is what's in his head. But I also want him to go home. He's just a real victim of a silly situation. But it's going to cost. All right? This is being made quite clear. I've already notified my father, who will be making arrangements to get £10,000 from Canby Island to Barcelona or wherever in Spain to get me out of keep me out of jail. Who was not happy about this? Dad's arm. But the passport wasn't sent by police courier. The passport was put in the post. And be it that it was now the day before Christmas Eve, there is not a snowball's chance in hell of this thing turning up. And the judge has realised this. And I've seen a weakness in this situation. But I need to get home to my family. And he said, I want this boy to be home with his family for Christmas. I thought, this is wonderful. Now, the fact of the matter is, my mother has a second home in Spain. It's all I've got to do is get on the train, and I will be with my family. But the courts don't open until the 6th of January. So this is terrible, this is inefficiency of the police of our country, and this is no way to run a country. This is the judge telling me this. And the lawyer's kicking me down. We're in. We're in. So the whole situation was, I'm sorry, senor. I said, okay, and I looked all mournful, but in fact, I'm now going to get the train down to Almeria and be with all the family I need, all the money I need, my mother's home and everything. So we went to the 6th of, I went to Spain, my girlfriend flew out. On the 6th of January, we went back up to Madrid, but I sent someone in to pick the passport up from the courthouse. I was still nervous, Dick. I walked in and said, passport, please. Bump. We're cautious. So So the passport's back, the air ticket's back, I'm flying back to England. 6 weeks later, we get a phone call. The court has heard your statement in your absence. You are not a victim of a crime, and you've been given the pesetas back. The only problem is, how do we then get the pesetas out of Spain? And I will finish up, because this was looked at, of what we're going to do about this ongoing problem. My father, we've had a family home in Spain since I was 11. And our next door neighbour is a vegetable exporter. He deals with exporting vegetables from southern Spain to all over Europe. So this is the system. A grower in Murcia that has a shipment of melons to get to Liverpool puts them in a lorry, and the man in Liverpool is going to pay the man in Murcia for his shipment of melons. Instead, the Feelgoods, via Uncle Enrique, pay him for his melons. He's been paid, the grower. The man in Liverpool gets the melons. The man in Liverpool pays Dr. Feelgood. Legal? Okay. Is everyone happy? Yes. So that's how we moved on our different European travels.